Good morning. Drift Run Church. Friends, neighbors, and loved ones, whether you're in the building, out in your car, maybe in your home this morning, we welcome you all that we can come together in the name of the Lord. I'm pretty excited about this sermon here this morning. You know, it's being I don't know, called to preach or whatever. Because we're all called for something. You're all called for something. So it's not like a preacher's anything special. But to receive a message is something that is just so incredible. I cannot begin to explain it. How it is. But it's exciting to be a Christian. I hope you're glad to be a Christian here this day. It is a day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Now, how can you do that? All this going on in this world? It is a day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Kind of the topic today is going to be about truth or consequences. Truth or consequences. Can everybody hear outside? Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for those horn blowers outside. We all need to be horn blowers, whether out there, in here, at work, Walmart, wherever you might be. We need to be singing praises to the Lord, for His grace is sufficient, for He is the only hope that we have in this world, this very day, this very minute, this very second. Truth or consequences? And I couldn't figure out where to start with this. I was asking the Lord, and my granddaughter Izzy has another Bible verse. And her Bible verse this week, if y'all would stand, we're going to read one verse together, and then we got a lot of other verses to go with, but we're going to read Izzy's Bible verse today. Oh, sorry. Psalm 136, verse 1, and then you'll want to keep that marked because we're going to be going back to that verse, that chapter later. Psalm 136, verse 1. And it says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever." Let us pray. Lord, again, we are just so humbled that we can gather together here under this roof that You have provided each and everything for. We want to praise You. We want to thank You. We want to humble ourselves, as Your Word tells us, to humble ourselves before You, to ask that You guide, direct, take all the obstacles out of our ways. Let Your Holy Spirit move freely among us this morning. And we ask, Lord, for Your guidance. Get Jamie out of the way, Lord. Let every word that's spoken be done to bring glory and honor to You. We pray right now, Lord, for our pastor, Lord. Just give him strength to hang on for a few more days and bless his home and his family and his ministry. I ask again, Lord, for You to be with those who couldn't be here today. Bless those who are traveling. Bless those who are sick. And again, I ask for You to forgive me. And these favors we ask in Christ's name. And amen. 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 Izzy back there earlier says, "Pap, when's it your turn?" But it's important that we really encourage them in the Word of God. When they have a verse, encourage them. Help them along. There'll be things they'll remember. Third grade, right down here at Sandyville, we had to learn the 100th Psalm. And I can't say it all, but I can remember some of it. "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Come into His courts with singing, into His courts with praise." Yeah, I can't remember much more of it, but I remember that. And it's a long time since I've been in the third grade down at Sandyville. Those things stick with us, folks. We've got to encourage our children. And along that line, it's something to see the kids that we might have not saw for a while, how much they growed up in these few months that they've been apart from us. It's pretty awesome. It's awesome that we're gathering together again. Folks, it's coming in. God is victorious. We will get through this. This will be done. This will be over. This will be gone. Hang right in there. Truth or consequences? The word truth means correct, factual, or real. The truth was standalone. Amen. That's right. Come on now. This is participation here. The truth will stand alone. It don't need a prop. The truth don't need me, but I need the truth. Correct? Correct. There's where we're going with this. The truth never changes. John chapter 14, you'll recognize that. And again, hold that Psalm 136 if you're going to follow around. But we'll be right back to that one. John 14:6. Now remember, says the truth never changes. John 14:6 says, Jesus said, and to whom is Jesus? He is the Savior. He is the source of all hope. He is, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Remember that as we go through this sermon topic here this morning, that Jesus is the Word. The Word is the truth. And in 1 Peter, 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 21 through 25 says, whom by him to believe in God that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God, seeing ye have purified your souls. Right there. Verse 25. I said, 21 through 25. Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth. In obeying the truth. Now we've established what the truth is. The truth is Jesus. The truth is the Word. The truth is the foundation from which everything that we go upon. Without truth, it's a lie. If there is no truth, it's a lie. Believe it or not, that is fact. If it ain't the truth, it's a lie. Unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the Word of God. We know the Word, truth, by the truth of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower therefore falleth away. But the truth of the Lord does what? It endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. The truth will never change. When we talk about the truth in the Word of God, it will never change. But the truth of things will never change. We'll get into that. Don't get ahead of yourself there. In Matthew chapter 24, Matthew 24:35. And this is Jesus speaking. This is the Word of truth speaking verbally. The living Word of God, as we learned in the past. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but what? My word shall not pass away. Now we know in this physical life, we know everything is temporary. Everything. Accept it or not, believe it or not, whatever, everything is temporary. Does everybody understand what temporary means? It's going to go away. It's going to end. It's going to stop. It's going to be over. But what does the Word of God say? It endureth forever. Number two, the truth continues to prove truth. And we know there's been a lot of lies tried to destroy truth, but the truth will overrun that lie every time. The truth will prove itself over and over and over. And here's examples. And another verse that Izzy brought home from school is Genesis 1:1. And it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Okay, we're going to go from there. In the whole chapter, we continue to see day and night. Didn't God start that? It's proven itself. Truth, the truth of Genesis 1:1, it proves itself over and over and over and over and over. It's going to get dark tonight. It's going to be daylight again tomorrow. And it's going to continue on until God decides different, until God stops it. The truth will continue to prove itself. It says He created all the animals and plant life and this and that. And what do we see out there? It continues to produce after its kind. It continues. It continues. It proves itself over and over. I just think about the seed in a piece of dirt. Now think about the miracle right there that goes on. That we take so for granted. But that is proving the truth of God right there. When that seed hits that dirt and grows, and we got all these trees out there. And they have leaves that fall off. And they have seeds that fall off. And what do? They hit the ground, grow another one. Just as God's Word says in Genesis 1:1. After its kind, it continues on and on. All living things continue. Number three, the truth never changes. The truth never changes by opinions or compromising. We had an example with Aaron this morning in our Sunday school class. Aaron compromised the truth by heeding to the people and trying to remain godly. He compromised. He did. But the truth never changed. The truth still stood firm. The truth will stand alone. The truth will not change. Another example is in Mark chapter 15. I'm going to read verse 15. And Pilate, willing to contend the people, released Barabbas unto them and delivered Jesus when he had scourged him to be crucified. It says he compromised because Pilate, he knew the truth. He knew that Jesus was guilty of nothing. But Pilate compromised and gave Jesus over to the Jews to be crucified and turned Barabbas loose, which was a convicted murderer. That's going on today, folks. We cannot compromise the truth. The truth is going to stand. Pilate knew the truth, and the truth stood. No matter what he did, the truth never changed. Jesus was who he said he was. Jesus did what he said he did. And Jesus was going to do what he said he will do. And Pilate knew that. But he gave in. How often do we compromise? Hey, you know, I'm not pointing fingers here. This is the Word of God talking to each and every one of us. Number four, the truth brings freedom. The truth brings freedom. Now, we can put that in a court, a physical court in this country, over at Elizabeth and Magistrates Court. The real truth will win out no matter what. Now, we hear it's tried to be compromised, whatever. But the truth will win out. I better read some scriptures here. Truth brings freedom. Another thing, though, about the song Xavier sings. I'll be sure I get it right. No more shackles on my feet. The devil's got no hold on me. Is that right, Xavier? He's in the bathroom. Is that right, Xavier's mom? Okay, good. No more shackles on my feet. The devil's got no hold on me. And what done that? What done that? The truth done that. The truth set him free. The truth says the devil can't have no hold on me. Until you have received the truth, you're living a lie and he has a hold of you. He does. You're not free. You may think you are, but you're not. You are in bondage. John chapter 8, verse 30 through 36. John chapter 8, verse 30 through 36. And he spake these words, many believed on him. That's Jesus spoke those words. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then ye are my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you what?
Free.
Then they answered him, will we be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man? How sayest thou, ye shall be made free? Jesus answered and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is a servant of sin. Now we know, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So we were all in the bondage of sin. Jesus is telling us right there. Verse 35 says, and the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the son abideth forever. Verse 36, is the son shall, if the son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. That's the power of the truth. We are set free. Romans chapter 6. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, a little bit to the right. Chapter 6, verses 17 and 18. But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness. The form of doctrine is talking about the truth of Jesus Christ. We learned a while back in a Bible study in Hebrews chapter 6, I believe, verse 1, it talks about the doctrine of Jesus Christ, and then it talks about the doctrine of other things. But the main one is the doctrine of Jesus Christ. That is the truth. You need a Savior. I need a Savior. Everybody needs a Savior. That is the truth. And God sent His Son, being the truth, being the Word, and made a way that each and every one of us can have an opportunity to spend eternity in heaven. That's worthy of an amen this morning. If you've accepted Jesus as your Savior, He made a way. He freed you from bondage. Because then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness. Before we were saved, there was no righteousness in us. It was as dirty, as filthy rags. The only righteousness that we have now is because of Jesus. So it says we serve righteousness. So who are we serving? Jesus. And I'm going to read verse 23 because it says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. That's the truth in a nutshell right there, folks. We need a Savior. So in closing, one more footnote there. I said truth or consequences, and this has all been about the truth. The consequences is, without the truth, you are going to spend eternity in hell. Amen. Bottom line, the bold-faced, cold-hearted truth, whatever it might be. We talked about a little bit about that on Wednesday night, some things that is just the truth. Sometimes it hurts. Sometimes it's hard. Sometimes you don't want to accept it. But the truth is never wrong. You got that? The truth is never wrong. Okay. And in closing, go back to Psalm 136. And I'm going to read the entire chapter and try to maintain focus for just a few minutes, because this is from the book of truth. This is what we need in this day, is a whole big dose of truth to stand on. Give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. Verse 2, oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for His mercy endureth forever. There's going to be a real emphasis on something through this. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for His mercy endureth forever. To Him who alone doeth great wonders, for His mercy endureth forever. To Him that by wisdom made the heavens, for His mercy endureth forever. To Him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for His mercy endureth forever. To Him that made great lights, for His mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for His mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for His mercy endureth forever. To Him that smote Egypt in their firstborn, for His mercy endureth forever. And brought out Israel from among them, for His mercy endureth forever. With a strong hand and with a stretched out arm, for His mercy endureth forever. To Him which divided the Red Sea into parts, for His mercy endureth forever. And made Israel to pass through the midst of it, for His mercy endureth forever. But overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, for His mercy endureth forever. To Him which led His people through the wilderness, for His mercy endureth forever. To Him which smote great things, for His mercy endureth forever. And slew famous kings, for His mercy endureth forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites, for His mercy endureth forever. And Og, the king of Bashan, for His mercy endureth forever. And gave their land for an heritage, for His mercy endureth forever. Even an heritage unto Israel His servant, for His mercy endureth forever. Who remembered us in our low estate, for His mercy endureth forever. And hath redeemed us from our enemies, His mercy endureth forever. Who giveth food to all flesh, for His mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of heaven, for His mercy endureth forever. I hope that rings out in our minds all day long, for that is truth. That is the word of truth. You want to come and get a song. That is the word of truth. And that's why I read that, because it emphasized something that'll probably stick with us. And many times as it was read to us, for His mercy endureth forever. And we know forever is a long time. For His mercy is great. It gave us all the examples of what God had done through the Old Testament. It gave us all the examples that a parting of the Red Sea. Moses says, be still and watch the salvation of the Lord when He parted the sea. We can do that today. We're in that same position today. We're standing between COVID and riots and this and that, and whatever, an election coming up. Behold, stand and watch the salvation of the Lord. Folks, we're not trying to elect a Savior here. We have a Savior. We don't need a Savior. We just need a moral person. Keep your trust in the Savior. That's the truth. Elected officials will come and go. All things in this world will come and go. But the truth is forever. His mercy endureth forever. Amen. That's worthy of a praise. You got a song. If you got a need this morning, bow before Him on this day. Accept His mercy that endureth forever. Set your feet on solid ground here this morning. Take your first step into the remainder of your life by stepping out and standing on that firm foundation that only Jesus Christ can give.